Var Reeve. Vikings. Get ready for Var Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Var Reeve Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. It is championship game Saturday here at the annual Old National Bank Graber Post Buildings Holiday Classic. Tonight, Var Reeve, ranked number two in Class 1A, 9-1 on the season, gets a crack at the top-ranked team in 1A, Fort Wayne Blackhawk Christian. Hello, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. And, Coach, the last two nights have all about been getting here, and here we are.
Yeah, haven't been real pretty wins, Mike. Just kind of survived that first night. Thought we played well in the third quarter of the South Knox game. Outside of that, didn't play very well. Last night against Clay City, didn't play very well outside the first 3 minutes of the first half. And then in the second half, we got some guys in there and got into a little bit of a rhythm with our motion stuff. And guys knocked down some threes, especially our big men, getting some threes in transition. And we're going to have to make some shots tonight. And those guys are going to be key to knock down some shots from the corners for us.
Tonight, Fort Wayne Blackhawk, I mean, I think everybody's seen their skill, their talent level. I heard coming in today they had 12 dunks in their game against North Davies last night. I mean, that's just something you don't see in a typical Southwestern Indiana basketball schedule. From what you've not only seen in person, but I know you guys have broke down multiple films, what do you see?
Well, and it's kind of hard because the first kid missed so many games early. And so he's really just kind of getting into his stride right now here in this tournament. But he's obviously a tremendous player, highly recruited Division I player. But, man, the Davidson kid there on the wing, well, both Davidson kids are nice players. But the older one can really play, very shifty. I think he's probably above a Division II level, but I think he's found that it's going to be a comfortable fit for him there at UIndy. But then they've got some other weapons, and the thing that we've got to do tonight is handle their pressure before we get down and get our half-court sets.
Just talk about it. What are a couple of keys? Because they're not a team with all of their size, their athleticism, everything else that they do. You're going to have to do some things to kind of attack what they do. What are you seeing in that department?
Well, I told our guys in walkthrough that there are really four keys to tonight's game, two on both ends of the floor. Number one is transition defense. We've got to make sure that we're not sending three guys to the glass tonight. We got to only send two and make sure that Isaac and Gabe are getting back. Bryson's getting the ball stopped in transition. And then we got to do a great job on a defensive glass to give ourselves an opportunity. Offensively, we got to handle the pressure, and then we got to make them guard us for extended periods of time.
So, I know a lot of people say, well, why don't you slow it down? Playing against their pressure defense, it's really hard. And, at least from what I've seen, you've got to selectively attack what Blackhawk's going to try to do.
Well, when teams take stuff away from you and they, sell out on traps, they're going to give you some things. You got to take advantage of those things when they present themselves on the weak side or opportunities to drive from the middle against the press or against half-court trap. So where, you might take a look at it and say, well, best opportunity to win is really shorten the game, try to keep the game in the 30s and 40s. We don't want the game to get beyond 45 possessions tonight for both teams. If it gets up into the 60-70 possession game, it's definitely in their favor. So that's why I was talking about making them guard us for extended periods of time earlier, Mike.
All right. Starters tonight, Coach?
We'll go the same way. Bryson, didn't score last night. I thought he had a real nice game for us. He'll be our point guard. Gabe Gladish at the two, Isaac Weigler at the three. Austin Ainsco at the four, and Keegan O'Neal on the post.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight. Hopefully we're talking to you after what would be a monumental Bari Viking Grey Riposte Championship victory.
Be a good win. Hopefully I got a little voice left.
Yeah, that's nice. Some people may say the opposite. All right, that's Bari basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings getting ready to take on top-ranked Fort Wayne Blackhawk here tonight. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, I'll be joined by John Mullen, our third game of the day. Bar Eve and Fort Wayne Blackhawk getting ready to roll. Back to the Cougar Den after this two-minute timeout.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bari Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bari Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation. Nationwide, we stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back at the Cougar Den, alongside last-minute fill-in, Aaron Ash. I am Mike DeCourcy, and Coach Ash, you know, publicly, as Charles Albert Cavanaugh will say, thank you, and thank you.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Mike. Love being on here with you, and you know, whenever you got 1A number one versus 1A number two in the state, it's a good crowd, a great basketball game. I know it's only December, but boy, it's a nice matchup. I think it's the matchup that a lot of people wanted to see when the draw was released back in September, and everybody's kind of got their wish, and Fort Wayne Blackhawk has not disappointed their first two games this tournament.
And just talking with Coach Thompson on the interview, you know, this is unofficially from our Ligoti counterparts on the radio, but I think 12 dunks last night is what they said Blackhawk had in that game against North Davies. You know, quite frankly, in southwestern Indiana, you just do not see that type of athleticism on a regular. I don't think I've ever seen 12 dunks, and these weren't breakaway dunks in a blowout. I mean, it was a 9-point game later, you know, kind of midway through the fourth quarter. It was they're breathtaking to watch.
Yeah, and they've got two of the best players in 1A for sure, and honestly, two of the better players in the state with Davidson and First. So, you know, you just don't see those type of players. You know, First is a sophomore that's being recruited by every Division I program in the country. Davidson's already signed to go play at University of Indianapolis, which is a very good Division II basketball school. These two players are they're really fun to watch. The demeanor they have on the court is just, it's good, and you want your younger kids to see that. They act the right way on the floor. Their emotion never changes. They don't get flustered. They don't get upset when something doesn't go their way or they miss a shot or have a turnover. They're just really, it seemed like really good kids, and they play hard and play together, and it's a fun group to watch.
Yeah, certainly is, and yeah, they kind of do it the right way. Hard to hard to dislike a team that you see that, that does it like that. Well, last year this is a rematch of the championship game, and quite frankly, last year, no other way to put it, Fort Wayne Blackhawk put it on the Vikings.
Yeah, they did, and that was, you know, Barrie's first loss of the season last year, and they got us pretty good. They came out of the gate and pretty much punched us in the mouth, and they were just by far the better team last year. And you know, some things have changed with personnel. Barrie returns pretty much everyone from that team that played significant minutes. Fort Wayne Blackhawk has had a little some changes in their roster. They lost their very good point guard and a couple other players off the bench, but it seems like they've replaced those players with some pretty solid solid role players as well that can knock down shots.
Yeah, they have a move-in guard from nearby Churubusco, averaging 18 points a game. So when you can, you know, replace one with another, that's certainly, you know, I mean,
that's not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. Barrie and Blackhawk out warming up on the floor. The Vikings and the Braves here in the championship game tonight at North Davies. Back to the Cougar Den after this 2-minute timeout.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering, and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at the Cougar Den, Barrie and Fort Wayne Blackhawk getting ready. Vikings back out on the floor after getting last-minute instructions from the coaching staff. Tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. Quite frankly, Aaron Ash, from now until the season is over, Barrie will not play another more talented, more lethal, more deadly team than they do here tonight. If Barrie wants to spring the upset, knock off the number one team in Class 1A, what do they need to do?
Well, I got a list of things. If you'd like, if you'd like the list, you know, they are going to, Fort Wayne Blackhawk is going to have probably multiple times tonight where they get a spurt, they get a run. And Barrie is going to have to be able to withstand those runs. Last night, they did a good job, you know, Fort Wayne did against North Davis. Of their pressure really started to get to North Davis. They started to turn them over. They started to get some transition baskets. I'm going to go transition defense. You know, we have got to get back. We cannot allow Blackhawk to have, you know, 15 to 20 points in transition, which it seems like they had at least that last night. And that, you know, that's kind of their MO. They get the rebound, they get turnovers, and they're off and they are running. And they do a good job of it. They get up and down the floor. So being able to get back on defense and at least make Blackhawk have to run half-court offense is one of the many things that Barrie's going to have to do well tonight.
Yeah, certainly, and that's one of the things that Coach Thompson talked about in his pregame show, and how the Vikings got to commit to really sending three guys back on defense when a shot goes up, and hey, it's a tall task, but you only get better in games like this, Aaron Ash.
No, that's right. I mean, this is fun. I mean, it's, you know, we play. We've had a really good schedule up to this point. We played Linton, Evansville Memorial. You know, Washington has some really good wins. You know, we've played South Knox, again, off to a great start. They, you know, they're
knock
two,
off Brownstown tonight.
They're 2-1 in this tourney. And now you have Fort Wayne Blackhawk. And then, you know, you look in January and the schedule doesn't get any easier. So, you know, this will be the best team Barrie plays this year. I'm pretty confident in saying that. Again, they have two phenomenal players. And again, this is why you play, and I hope the kids come out and play loose. You know, they don't have anything to lose. It's a holiday tourney. It's just kind of one of those situations. You kind of see where you're at. You know, I mean, they are a 1A school, the best 1A school, you know, probably in the state, and you get a chance to see where you're at. And you know, it's kind of like the time in 2015 when we were able to play Marquette up at Southport. You kind of get to gauge where your team's at and see maybe some of the things you need to work on going forward.
And if you want to understand, you know, how big of a big-time player the Caleb First, the 6'10 sophomore from Fort Wayne Blackhawk is, Indiana assistant coach Ed Schilling is here tonight to basically get a look. So you've got IU in the house. And the FCA Character Counts Award being presented tonight. And that's going to go to Cade Cheesham from Ligoti, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, Cade's he's a really good kid. Coach Cheesham's son, he's played 4 years at Ligoti. And from what I've been told, he is just a phenomenal student in the classroom as well. And just a really good young man. And, you know, it's just nice to see those type of kids. You know, that you grow up in our communities here, and you know, being able to send a kid like that out to college next year, and he's just going to make a difference in the world. And it's just nice to have those type of kids.
Yeah, certainly is. So congratulations to Kate Cheesham from Ligoti, Ligoti guard. And starting lineups getting ready to be introduced right now. Barrie going to go the way that they went all season long. It's a three-guard set. Bryson Graber. Bryson, a 6'3" sophomore, starting at the point guard position. Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1" and a senior. Third guard tonight, Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet and a senior. Pair of forwards tonight for the Vikings. Austin Ainsco. Austin, 6'5" and a senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8", and a junior. Vikings coached by Josh Thompson. Starters being introduced right now for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. They are going to go like this. Zane Burke, starting at one guard position. He is a 6'2" sophomore. Marcus Davidson, starting at another guard. Marcus, 6 feet, and a sophomore. His brother, Frankie Davidson, who had 27 last night. He's a 6'6" senior. He plays out on the wing. Another guard, Michael Pulver. Pulver, 5'7", and a senior. And in the middle, the guy that we have spent a lot of time talking about, that is Caleb First. First, 6'10", and a sophomore, nationally ranked. A kid that we would call a five-star recruit. And this week, we've had IU, and we have now Purdue and now IU in just to the Graber Post Classic to watch him. He holds offers from just about everybody in the country. So other than that, it should be a fun night for the Vikings,
yeah.
Coach Ash.
Yeah, no problem. You know, the one thing that Barrie does have that a lot of the teams at the Graber Post do not is they do have size inside to be able to hopefully get rebound the basketball offensively and defensively. But I tell you what impresses me the most about First from last year to this year is just the way his body has changed. He is more athletic. He's more agile. He looks so much fitter than he did last year, and he just has a lot of spring, and he really moves well, and that's the big noticeable thing from last year.
All right, both teams out to the center circle. Tip tonight going to be brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington. It's going to be Ains going First in the middle. Let's see how Barreve fares against Blackhawk. Tip is up. It is controlled by Blackhawk. Looks like the Vikings going to go man-to-man.
If I look for Barreve to switch defenses, probably often tonight, try a few different things, a little zone, a little man-to-man.
First with it out high. Now he's got it down on the block, working on Keegan. Out to Davidson. That's Marcus Davidson, the sophomore. There's his brother Frankie with it. He's 6'6", guarded by Ainsco. Dribble handoff. He's going to rise, fire, 15-footer, no good. Rebound to Bryson. So Barreve gets a stop on their opening possession. Let's see what they try to do on offense. Isaac. Bryson on the left side. Gladish. Over to Bryson. Bryson, step back. 10-footer, got it. 2-0 Barreve.
And Keegan O'Neill and Caleb First really banging inside. Keegan really working hard on getting post position in there. That was a good, good first.
I like it. Let him play.
And it looks like a 3-2 zone here for Barreve.
I think this will be a situation where they change defenses after
makes and misses. Yep, yeah, I think you're right.
And Davidson, three up, no good. Keegan O'Neill going to grab the rebound. That was Marcus Davidson. I got to differentiate. Here comes Bryson. Isaac Wagler, layup, got it. 4-0 Barreve.
A good start there. Nice job defensively. Got one shot and a rebound. Did not let Blackhawk get an extra opportunity.
Barreve back in a 3-2 zone.
And Barreve has to be aware of kind of keeping their head on a swivel here defensively.
Burke with it and pull up. 15-footer. Going to roll off. Good rebound by Bryson. Good block out. Here comes Bryson Graber. Behind the back dribble. Barreve going to get in a set. There's Gladish. Wanted a three, couldn't pull the trigger. Keegan O'Neill. Keegan going to hit a cutting. Isaac Wagler layup, got it. And he's going to be fouled and go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Again, nice. That was a really nice job by Keegan being patient. And Isaac with a great cut. And Keegan O'Neill with a very good pass. Nice little bounce pass to the block area. And that's one thing the big man does so well and we take for granted so often is he's such a good passer.
Isaac got the free throw. 7-0 Barreve.
Good start for Barreve. Not as good as you could draw it up, but they got to keep playing defense. Here comes a lob. Good job by Barreve pulling that out.
And Isaac Wagler going to pick it off. Doesn't have numbers. Hands it back to Bryson. Isaac's got it on the right side. There's Bryson Graber down the middle of the lane. Little floater. No good. And rebounded by Davidson. Here comes Fort Wayne, and First going to dunk it. And just kind of missed him in transition. Barreve going against full court pressure. Going to break it easily. And now Isaac Wagler going to turn it over, and Gladish going to bump Davidson on the sideline. And Barreve just got it in a bad spot.
That's the first Barreve turnover. That's the first time Blackhawk has been able to get in their pressure.
7-2 Vikings. Frankie Davidson on the baseline. Marcus Davidson with a three. No good. Gabe going to run it down.
That was first foul was on Gabe Gladish there. That's something to keep an eye on. That's something Gabe has struggled with this year, getting into foul trouble in the first half of basketball games.
Bryson Graber
Gladish had it in the corner for a second. Couldn't quite pull the trigger. Gladish going to be fouled off the rim. No good, but Gabe going to go to the line to shoot two.
And that's something Gabe has not done very often this year that I'd like to see him do is make a nice drive. That's where he's under control. He made a good drive on the baseline, a little shot fake. Got the defender in the air, went up and got the contact. He'll get two free throws. Teams have done such a good job of covering him up on the perimeter. Gabe's going to, this second half of the season, I'd like to see Gabe trying to open up his game a little bit, try to get to the free throw line, be a little more creative.
Gabe got the first one to go. He'll have one more. Got them both. 9-2 Vikings. 4 minutes, 20 seconds left, opening quarter here in the early going. Frankie Davidson going to set for a three. Got it. 9-5.
Isaac Wagler almost had a steal on that one and just wasn't able to pick it off, and that opened up Davidson for the three.
Barry breaks the full court pressure. Gabe Gladish. Wild shot up, no good. And they're going to get a foul on the rebound. And it's going to be on Keegan. That's his first.
I hate to see a foul from Keegan 80 feet from the basket on the kind of on the rebound that first had, and he was getting ready to take off, and Keegan got popped with kind of holding him there. It'll be Keegan's first foul.
And going to leave Davidson alone again, and a missed assignment right there. He knocks it in. It's 9-8, so.
Yeah, they are not going to be able to leave Davidson open like that.
Gabe going to set for three. It's going to be no good. And last touch by Keegan O'Neill out of bounds. Gabe had a good, clean look at it.
I think Barry's going to go back to matching up here. Two threes by Davidson on kind of some blown coverages there. Barry's going to see if they can guard him a little bit of man here.
Davidson's got it, top of the key. He's going to set for a long one. It's no good. Offensive rebound by first. It's no good. Tapped around. On the floor. Still on the floor. First going to come up with it. Lay it up. No good. But he's going to be fouled by Ainsco and go to the line to shoot two.
And Barry is working hard. They really worked hard to get that rebound. They just couldn't come up with it. Davidson and first just pretty much outleaped him. And that was, again, they worked hard down there, just couldn't come up with it. It's a loose ball that you've just got to come up with somehow.
First one's in and good. We're tied at 9. And the second one is good. 10-9. It's going to be Blackhawks' first lead here in the first quarter. Full court pressure. Isaac going to break it easily. Ainsco, layup, got it. Good job attacking the pressure. 11-10, Barrieve.
And that's what Barrieve has to do. When they give him opportunities to go in transition, you have to take them. You can't just let them press you and not make them pay.
And Keegan O'Neill going to fight around first. Take it away. Here comes Bryson Graber with it. Bryson going to be fouled. He's going to throw it up. You're going to give him two shots?
I think it's going to be on the floor.
Yeah, it's probably the right call. A guy can beg, right, Coach Ash?
Yes, okay. No doubt about it. And if they're going to put that much pressure on Bryson, he's going to have opportunities to drive the basketball.
On the inbounds, Keegan with it in a short corner. And his pass going to be tipped away. He was looking for Isaac cutting, and it didn't happen. First going to get behind everybody, lay it up and in. 12-11, Blackhawk by a point.
That was poor transition defense for Barrieve there.
Barrieve going to break it again. Keegan O'Neill going to get back. His layup no good, but Isaac going to be there to tip it in. 13-12. Barrieve hanging in here in the early going. First with it. And Keegan O'Neill is going to fall for the shot fake. That's dunk number two for first.
Yeah, that was a good job by first. Just a little head fake, and Keegan went for it.
Barib going to break the pressure again. Ainsco going to be fouled by first and going to go to the line to shoot two. So good shot fake right there from Austin Ainsco.
Yeah, it was a good job in transition getting the ball up the floor, and Ainsco with a heady shot fake because that Ainsco's layup was going to get blocked by first. So he had a nice shot fake, get first with his first foul. It's going to be their fourth team foul for Blackhawk Christian.
Austin misses the first. He's got one more. Ties the game at 14. Minute 24 left here in the opening quarter.
Barry's still in a man-to-man defense.
Davidson with it out high. Into the corner. Marcus Davidson, his three. No good. Isaac going to grab the rebound. Get it off to Bryson. Way ahead to Gladish. Step back, 15-footer. No good. Isaac Wagler going to get it out. Gabe Gladish now. And with 50 seconds left, let's see if Barib still going to run some offense here. Isaac's got it now. Between the legs dribble over to Gabe. Back over to Bryson. Bryson Graber over to Isaac coming up on 30. Bryson out by the center circle. Gabe's got it. Coming up on 20. Bryson's got it again. 15. Out to Isaac at 10. Isaac going to change directions. Keegan, long jumper. Got it! And that's going to close the quarter. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 16-14 Vikings. Back to North Davies after a one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road next to Graber Post.
Back at North Davies, 16-14. Vikings by two after a quarter.
And what they did very well at the end of the quarter, they had the possession with a minute to go. They took the whole minute off of the clock, was able to score, and then they have the possession coming out of the second quarter.
Isaac Wagler with it, 16-14 Vikings. Gabe Gladish. He's going to have it poked away. And first, is he going to be able to run it down? He does. His shot up, no good. Keegan going to grab the rebound. Gets it off to Bryson. Way ahead. Gabe going to set for three. In and out. No good. Here comes Blackhawk. This place was ready to explode.
That was a good look, too.
And Davidson, layup, got it. 16 all.
It was a really good move there by Davidson.
And Coach Josh Thompson going to take a 30. And the Vikings got just a little complacent right there, getting it inbounds, and it got to about four on the count.
Yeah, it was a good timeout. Saved a turnover there. But Davidson already has eight, and first has eight. So the only two players to score for Fort Wayne are the two guys that we talked about. Makes us look good, Mike. Talk about how good they are, and they both have eight apiece here early on, and they have not disappointed.
And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to get that right. But, hey, great teams have great players. Not a surprise.
You're right.
So 16 all, 7:15 left. Opening quarter. Isaac Wagler going to get down the sideline. Ahead to Ainsco. Out to Bryson. Are you going to reset? Bryson's got it. Down to Ainsco. Ainsco going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two. Good set out of that timeout. They pinned Ainsco in on Aba Hicks. And they had no choice but to foul him.
Yeah, it was good recognition by Barive. That's one thing, when you press a team, sometimes your matchups, getting back in transition, aren't exactly what you wanted. And Ainsco had the definite size advantage, and Bryson Graber did a good job of throwing it over top on the Ainsco pin. And Ainsco's going to get two free throws.
So Austin got the first. Second one going to be short. Here comes Blackhawk. Barry now the one-point lead again, 17-16.
All right, back in a 3-2 zone, it looks like.
Davidson's got it way out high. They're trying to get organized. First with it. And ball going to be tapped out of bounds, and first is going to touch it on the baseline, so Barreve going to get it back. Was that Ainsco on the deflection right there?
I believe it was, yes.
Job by Austin.
Blackhawk back in their pressure.
Keegan O'Neill going to set for a three. No good. And they're going to get a foul on Ainsco over the back.
Yeah, Coach Thompson calling Keegan over quickly. I think Keegan had the two-on-one, and him and Ainsco against a very smaller defender. And I think Coach Thompson is going to encourage Keegan to drive that ball inside and to either take the layup or make a nice little dump-off pass.
Well, part of the game plan this morning at walkthrough, the Vikings adjusted their press breaker just a little bit. Sabari back in that 3-2 zone. Another three put up. That one is good by Zane Burke, 19-17. That's a two-point lead for Blackhawk. But here comes Gladish down the other way. Layup, no good. Ainsco.
Oh, it's Isaac Wagler.
Isaac Wagler got fouled on the rebound, no call. And Burke, Keegan O'Neill should have took the charge, but Burke going to lay it in, 21-17. Keegan O'Neill going to break out, lay it up, got it, 21-19. Here comes Blackhawk, Davidson, and Fort Wayne Blackhawk almost throws it in the backcourt. And I think they did. Josh Thompson hot. First with it on the baseline. Barreve's just got to keep playing here.
Yeah,
they're going to get a call here in a second.
Yep.
Davidson. Over to Burke. Three. Got it. 24-19.
And see, that's where the role player, Burke, is just really stepping up for Blackhawk.
And they're going to get a foul on Davidson. There's your sarcastic cheer. So Ainsco going to sit down. Quentin Yoder into the game. Isaac Wagler. Quentin going to lay it up, lay it in. 24-21. Hikes to within three. Davidson, first, going to lay it up and in. 26-21. And a bad inbounds pass going to be picked off by first. And there's your makeup call. Gabe Gladish going to stand in and take a charge from Aba Hicks. Sabari going to get it back, trailing by five.
Blackhawks still in this full court pressure.
Isaac Wagler. Going to get it to Keegan O'Neill. Out to Bryson. Over to Gladish. Bryson Graber. Little spin move. Bryson going to be fouled. Bryson going to go to the line to shoot two.
Well, looked like they ISO'd Bryson right there in the high post at the free throw line. He just made a spin move with the much smaller defender on him. Got foul on the arm. That's going to be the eighth team foul on Blackhawk Christian. It's going to be the second foul on Michael Pulver.
First free throw in and good, 26-22.
Barry's done a good job of competing here in this first half. These last 3 minutes and 39 seconds are going to be very important.
Bryson
going into the locker room.
Bryson got them both, 26-23. It's like a 2-3 zone this time. And a three going to be put up by Trinity Clark is good, 29-23. Barry going to break pressure again. And going to be tapped out of bounds. Going to be Fort Wayne Blackhawk ball.
Like I said, these last 3 minutes are very important as Blackhawk continues to kind of keep that momentum going.
Bryson going to bounce it over to Gabe. Gabe out to Bryson. Bryson spins, middle of the lane, short, rebounded by First. And quickly the other way, three up, no good, rebounded by Keegan. Gets it off to Bryson. Ahead to Isaac. Gabe. And his pass going to be picked off. Here comes First the other way. First now, baseline jumper. It's an air ball. Going to be rebounded. Here comes Bryson Graber. Gabe going to set for a three. That one's in and out. Keegan going to grab the rebound. Got it on the putback. 29-25. Fort Wayne by four.
And Barif is battling. That's one thing I'll give him credit for right now. They're playing very hard.
Gabe has just not got that big three to go down yet. Davidson with it. First. Short baseline. Another three. Up from the corner is good by Clark again. 32-25.
There's just almost so much you can do.
Gabe Gladish going to break the pressure. His layup, no good. You got to convert that. Here comes Davidson on the run. And we're going to get a foul on Bryson Graber.
Bryson thought he got all ball, but.
Well, he did. There's that. Davidson's free throw is short, as Dave Cavanaugh would say, God knew. Hagen into the game for the first time. Davidson with one more. Got the second. 33-25, that's Blackhawks' biggest lead at eight. Barive going to break the pressure. Hagen Knepp, layup, got it. Good pass from Isaac. 33-27. Mike's to within six. There's Hagen guarding Frankie Davidson. Welcome to high school basketball, freshman.
Yeah, no kidding.
And now he's going to rip one away. Get it off to Bryson. Here comes Barive. Gabe Gladish with it out high. Bryson. Bryson going to be fouled. Bryson going to go to the line to shoot two with a minute four.
This is something that Barreve has. You can definitely tell that this is something that they put in the game plan, kind of spreading the floor and getting Bryson Graber the ball at the free throw line every time and just turning and making a move. And he's got fouled a couple of times now.
Bryson's free throw pops out, and he'll have one more.
That free throw was in and out. Ugh.
30-second timeout. Blackhawk, 33-27. You knew Blackhawk was going to bring the heat on that pressure, Coach Ash.
Yeah, and it's been good. I mean, they've done a good job. Barreve has made them pay a couple of times, but it has sped the game up a little bit, and I think that's what Blackhawk wants to do. They'll give you a few layups as long as they can keep increasing those possessions. So that's what Barreve's got to do. They still have to take advantage. When you have an opportunity to go 2-on-1 or 3-on-1 or 3-on-2, you just have to trust your players and be smart enough and fundamentally sound on taking those opportunities and converting them and then making sure you get back on defense. It's been a fun first half.
Yeah, it has. Bryson will have one more. Bryson's second free throw is good. 33-28. Looks like the Vikes are going to be man-to-man here. Davidson's got it. Guarded by Hagan. First with it down in the post. Going to be poked away. Davidson going to come up with it. And they're going to get it back out with 40 seconds. That's Zane Burke. He's guarded by Isaac Wagler. And Fort Wayne going to lose it out of bounds. And they just got sped up in that corner. So Barreve going to get it back. 30 seconds left.
That's good defensive help. Isaac Wagler and Keegan O'Neill kind of helped each other out back and forth and did a good job with it.
On the inbounds. Here comes Barreve. Gabe Gladish catch the ball.
Oh, boy, Hagan Knepp had Gabe Gladish wide open. It was a good pass. Just went through Gabe's hands. It's all right. We got to turn around and play defense. That's okay. Isaac Wagler encouraging him.
20 seconds left in the half. 33-28. Davidson guarded by Knepp. Went out 10. First going to take a long jumper. Got it. So with five, let's see if Barreve can come up with something. Isaac Wagler going to fire a three at the buzzer. No good. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Fort Wayne Blackhawk 35, Barreve 28. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates and Dr. Merle Holzapfel. We're going to take a three-minute timeout. And when we come back, Aaron Ash will have all the halftime statistics. And we will set up the second half. 35-28 Blackhawk here at halftime. Back to the Cougar Den after this three-minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Stop by
by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882 and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life as a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for you.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Build Option Ford in downtown Washington or online at buildoption.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Halftime here at the Cougar Den, 35-28. Vikings trail by 7 to Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Halftime scoring, Aaron Ash.
And we'll start with the Blackhawk Christian Braves. They were led by Caleb First, the sophomore forward. He had 12 first-half points. He had 5 2-point field goals and 2 of 2 from the free-throw line. For his 12, Frankie Davidson had 9 first-half points. He had 2 3-point field goals, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 2 from the free-throw line. Zach Burke with 8 points, 2 3-point field goals, 1 2-point field goal. And Trinity Clark came off the bench and made 2 huge threes for Blackhawk Christian as Bar-Eve continued to try to keep pace in that first half. So he has 6 points. So again, First led the way with 12 points. Davidson with 9, Burke with 8, and Trinity Clark with 6. Blackhawk connected on 6 three-point field goals in that first half. For the Bar-Eve Vikings, they were very balanced in that first half. They were led by Isaac Wagler with 7 points. He had 3 2-point field goals. He was 1 of 1 from the free throw line for 7 for Isaac. 6 points for Keegan O'Neill. He had 3 2-point field goals for Keegan, 6 points. 5 points for Bryson Graber, 1 2-point field goal. He was 3 of 4 from the free throw line. Austin Ainsko with 4 points, 1 2-point field goal, 2 of 4 from the free throw line for his 4. Gabe Gladish was 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 2 points. Hagen Knepp, 1 2-point field goal for 2 points. And Quentin Yoder, 1 2-point field goal for 2 points. So again, Isaac Wagler led the way with 7 first half points. Keegan O'Neill, 6. Bryson Graber, 5. Quarter scoring, Bar-Eve did jump out to a 16-14 lead in the first quarter. Blackhawk Christian responded with a 21-12 second quarter, outscoring the Vikings by 9, which takes them into halftime, leading Bar-Eve 35-28.
All right, well, halftime adjustments, Coach Ash. If you're in that locker room, what are you talking about? What are you doing different?
Well, the one thing about Fort Wayne is, you know, you're not worried about them slowing the game down. The tempo is going to be exactly what it was in this first half. It's going to be up and down the floor. Neither team subbed very much. It was just one of those situations that was up and down, and I don't think you're going to see a lot of subs. But Bar-Eve just has to make a few more shots, especially around the basket. They missed a few bunnies. You know, Gabe has had a couple decent looks from three. Hasn't been able to get any to go. And, you know, if Gabe can get going here this second half, that would definitely help the Viking causes. Again, Blackhawk with 6 three-point field goals. Bar-Eve does not have any three-point field goals. And that's a pretty big difference right now whenever you look at the 35-28 score.
So 35-28 here at halftime. We're going to take another three-minute timeout. And when we come back, second half, Vikings hanging in here against top-ranked Fort Wayne Blackhawk. Back to North Davies after this three-minute timeout.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas. Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Are you ready for the biggest deal ever at the Washington Chrysler Center? I hope you're seated. Here we go. It's a 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic. Blue in color, heated seats, steering wheel, remote start, 20-inch wheels, with rebates at $13,000. This truck is yours for just over $36,000. Regular price, $49,150. But you must act fast. There's only one. When it's gone, it's gone. The Big Finish event continues for a limited time. See the selection of new 2019s, the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Back at halftime, it will be Blackhawk ball to start second half play, Aaron Ash.
Yeah, and the big difference so far that first half, Mike, is Barive 0 of 5 from the three-point line, Blackhawk Christian 6 of 10 from the three-point line. So that right there is, you know, that's your big difference.
And Davidson, his post shot, and is no good, but are they going to get Keegan O'Neill with an elbow? What are they going to?
The kid's 5'7".
And
he didn't swing the elbow. He simply turned. Oh, man. Oh, that's a bad call. It's a 5'7 kid getting his face right in there.
He's falling down.
You know, and Keegan got a rebound and simply turned.
Terrible call.
Simply turned. He didn't throw an elbow.
There's a charge the other way. Keegan O'Neill took it.
Yeah. And that one, Keegan could have been sliding on that one, and they were going to give him a charge. That was coming back. It was a, the officials kind of got themselves stuck. They blew the whistle when the kid fell, and that was the only call you could have made, calling it on Keegan.
So on the inbounds, Gladish. Going to have it poked away. Layup is in and good by, I don't know who that was.
That's Burke.
And they're going to get a 5-second call. That's two turnovers against the pressure. right off the bat, 39 or 37-28. And I don't know what Coach Thompson is asking for right there. It has not been a good whistle here to begin the half.
No, it's not a good start here for Bar Reeve at all.
Marcus Davidson, long two. No good. Rebounded by Keegan. Here comes Bryson with the basketball. Bryson Graber, Bar Reeve trying to get set. Out to Gladish. Gabe over to Ainsco. Back to Gabe. And they're going to get one on Keegan O'Neill. Offensive foul.
Oh, that's a tough one. Keegan was really posting hard. He never broke that post contact, and that's what they're going to call on him. That's his third foul. Tough break, though, for him. He's really working hard in the post, trying to get position, and they just popped him with kind of a wraparound. He's got to be careful here not to pick his fourth one up, Mike. He's frustrated.
And Isaac Wagler going to pick one off. Going to lay it up. No good. Where is the foul?
Oh, wow. Good steal by Isaac, and he went hard to the basket, and it looked like there was contact, but no call, but Bar Reeve will retain possession as it goes out on Blackhawk.
We'll take one, two. 6:28, 37-28, Vikings by trail by nine, back in 1 minute.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bar Reeve Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bar Reeve Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Did you realize that you're able to make changes to your Medicare prescription drug coverage each year without answering health questions? These changes can only be made October 15th through December 7th. You may change plans or carriers as your medications could have changed during the year. I'm Marilyn McCullough, the health insurance specialist at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call to review your current coverage to ensure that you're getting the best coverage for the best price. 812-254-1987 or stop by my office at 514 East Main in Washington.
Back at the Cougar Den, 37-28. Bar Reeve with the basketball on the baseline.
Hagen Neff has checked in for Keegan O'Neill.
Isaac with it. Out to Bryson. Gabe. Bryson, Isaac, layup, got it. Good pass by Bryson, 37-30.
Good pass, good cut.
Hagen Knepp in the game. Keegan going to sit down with those three fouls. Ainsco going to slide over and guard first. Hagen going to guard Davidson. I love it.
They're going to try to post Davidson up there on Hagen Knepp.
Oh, and Hagen going to pick it off, yeah. Get it ahead to Gladish. Here comes Bar Reeve. And get an intentional foul. Come on, give us one.
Good job by Hagen Knepp. Kind of dove after that entry pass there. Pass is being thrown to Davidson. Got the steal and got out in transition. Foul's going to be on number 12, Michael Pulver, his third foul.
So Bryson's got it in the backcourt. 5.5 minutes left. Third quarter, 37-30, Blackhawk. Gabe going to launch a three. Got it! 37-33.
That might be what the doctor ordered for him. That was a big shot here. Big shot. Let's see if Bar Reeve can find a way to get a stop here.
And deflected into the backcourt. Blackhawk going to pick it back up. Hicks over to Davidson. Guarded by the freshman, Hagen Neff, who is not playing at 100%. And Davidson going to be fouled on his drive to the bucket. They're going to get Gladish, and he had gotten around his defender. And that's all that could do.
And what they did, it was a really nice play call. They put a shooter in the corner, and that was who Gabe was guarding. They kind of cleared the right side where Davidson could just take off on the right. And Gabe had to come in and help and reached in and got the foul. Didn't let Davidson get a shot up.
They are going to give that to Hagen.
Okay,
probably could have got either one of them.
We'll take that.
38-33.
Davidson connects on his first.
Second one bounces in. 39-33.
Back in this pressure.
Isaac going to skip it over. Gladish. Gabe Gladish. Going to throw up a wild shot, and that's just a terrible shot.
Gabe was guarded by first and thought he could maybe have quickness, but not a good decision.
And, of course, they go down and make a 15-footer, 41-33. Hagen down off the glass. His shot rolls off. And Blackhawk. So a couple of possessions. One, Hagen had a good look. Bad shot. And Blackhawk now going to take a three. No good. Bryson going to pick it up. Bari just can't afford to have bad possessions against a team this good.
Yeah, you just have to be more efficient offensively.
Gladish with it again. Bryson's got it, top of the key. And his pass, Ainsco wasn't looking at him. Layup is going to be missed. Fort Wayne going to pick it up. Davidson's got it. And Gladish going to pick it back up. So a bullet dodged right there. Hagen Knapp going to set for three. No good. And they're going to get an over-the-back foul on first. Isaac Wagler had him blocked out.
Man, if Barry could just get a few of those shots
get
to go down.
Shots to go down.
Boy, they're playing hard. It was a good look for Hagen there, just couldn't connect.
And looking for Gabe in the corner, going to be tapped out of bounds.
Good defensive play there by Burke. It's a dangerous one if you don't get your hand on it. Then you got Gabe wide open in the corner for three, but he did a good job jumping the screen.
Gabe going to set for a long one. In and out, no good. That's tapped out of bounds by Blackhawk, and they're going to give it to Black. That's just a miss, Ash.
Yeah, that's not a good
I don't
ball.
Understand how you miss that.
And
41-33, another turnover. Here comes Bryson. Gabe going to set for three. He got hit. He knocked it in. .41-36. Bar Eve going to the line, looking to complete the four-point play.
And that was a much better shot for Gabe there. He had his feet ready. He was up closer to the line. Bryson did a good job of getting it up the floor. Gabe was set. Big shot for Gabe. See if he can cap this four-point play off.
And he does. 41-37. Quentin Yoder into the game. Going to give Ainsco a break.
Let's see how long Coach Thompson goes with Keegan O'Neill out of the game. Barry's done a good job of kind of staying right there with him with the three fouls.
Blackhawk with the basketball. Going to be picked off. Here comes Isaac Wagler. Layup, no good. Gabe picks it up, lays it in. 41-39. Vikings to within two. Davidson, Burke. Hicks in the corner. First with it, way out high. Three put up. It's an air ball. Rebounded by Blackhawk. Last touch by Blackhawk. Barib going to get it. Full court pressure. Gladys going to break it. Up to Quentin Yoder. Gabe, layup, got it! We're tied! 41-0! And Fort Wayne Blackhawk wants a timeout. We will take one, too. Minute 54 left. Third quarter, 41-all. Back to the Cougar Den after this 30-second timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at the Cougar Den, 41-all. Barib has just tied it on a Gladish layup. It will be Blackhawk basketball.
Barib was in a position there where they could have kind of rolled over, but boy, they've really jolted some life back into their team. And
Fort Wayne almost going to throw it away. Burke going to pick it up, knock in a three. Looked like Barib had almost created another turnover. Here comes Bryson Graber. Gladish, Hagan, back out to Bryson. Minute 20 left. Bryson on the left side. And Quentin Yoder going to have it blocked out of bounds with a minute 13. Had some post position. He just couldn't see that cutter. I think, was that Hagan coming on the other side?
Yeah, I believe so.
Minute 13.
First did a good job of Quentin there, just kind of staying straight up and able to block that shot.
Gladish over to Bryson. Bryson going to hand it back to Gabe. Hagan. His layup going to be blocked by First, picked up by Blackhawk with 50 seconds left.
It was a good pass by Bryson, but it's one of those situations where Hagan's got to understand you're going up against a 6'10 guy. You're not going to get that shot off.
Blackhawk with it again. Davidson, three up, no good. They're going to grab their own rebound, no good. Here comes Bryson with it. 30 seconds. Gabe going to set for three. In and out, no good. Gosh, he had a good look at it. Here comes Davidson on the run, and his brother going to lay it up and in. 46-41. On the inbounds, Barib going to throw it away. Bad pass by Bryson Graber. Three up from Davidson, no good. Quentin Yoder going to pick it off. Here comes Isaac Wagler. Jumper at the buzzer. It's going to be short, and that's going to do it. At the end of three on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 46-41 Blackhawk. Back to the Cougar Den after this 1 minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at the Cougar Den, 46-41. 8 minutes left to play. Blackhawk by five. Barre with the basketball and their original five starters on the floor.
Yeah, these first 3 minutes, Mike, is going to determine how the rest of this game goes. You're down five, Barre. You got it tied, had the crowd into it, and Blackhawk answered there late in that.
Gabe Gladish. Bryson going to hit a cutting Gabe Gladish, and Gabe's shot no good, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two, and first and Keegan O'Neill are involved in a Donnybrook.
Yeah, well, Keegan is just really posting hard, and they're just battling. I mean, it's a physical, this is physical. I mean, it's nothing dirty by either player.
I mean,
both players are just doing a really good job trying to battle for position.
Thing I like, Isaac Wagler just went and grabbed Keegan O'Neill. Said, go where you're supposed to be.
And Keegan, the thing Keegan's got to be smart about, he's got three fouls. And first does not have any foul trouble right now.
Gabe's free throw rolls in, 46-42.
So Keegan's got to be the smart one here and not pick up a silly one, kind of wrestling for position.
Gabe second, got them both, 46-43, so the Vikings strike first here in the fourth quarter.
That's 15 points for Gabe Gladish tonight. He's done a good job getting himself to the free throw line.
Davidson off to first in the high post. Frankie Davidson out high, Ainsco checking him. Going to pull up, rise and fire, 18-footer, no good, Keegan with a rebound.
Good rebound by Keegan O'Neill.
Bryson with it. Gladish. Keegan O'Neill, baseline jumper, got it. 46-45. It's a one-point game again. Good little pick and pop right there. Keegan knocked it down. It
was a nice pass by Gabe off of Keegan's ball screen. And Keegan had his feet ready, knocked down a little 15-foot shot. Barre with a good start here this fourth quarter.
Jumper up and good by Pulver, 48-45.
That's his first basket of the night.
Barre going to break the pressure. Gladish out to Bryson. Ainsco's got it. Back to Bryson. Barre just, when they get in the half court, that's when you don't need to hurry. Keegan O'Neill back to Bryson. Barre going to reset. And Barre going to turn it away. Bad pass by Bryson. Him and Gabe did not connect. First with it on the baseline. 15-footer, got it. 50-45. On the inbounds, gets that full court pressure. Gladish over to Ainsco. Back to Gabe Gladish. Coach Josh Thompson wants a full timeout. We'll go ahead and take another one. 5:45 left. 50-45. Blackhawk by five. Back to the Cougar Den in 1 minute.
Now with fast fiber on ramps to the internet from RTC Communications, you can get online faster than ever. With RTC Communications, you get fast upload and download, streaming movies with virtually no buffering and no data caps. The simple translation, quality, reliable internet service you can always count on. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 and get your own fast IntelliSense speed internet on ramp today.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842.
Dr. Merle Halsapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
Back at the Cougar Den. 50-45. Blackhawk by five. Barib had cut it to one. They tied it the second half. Just never able to grab that lead.
That's what good teams do. Blackhawk Christian just continually coming at Barib.
Ains go with it. Back to Bryson. Barib going to reset. Austin Ainsco going to set for a three. No good. And they're going to get that fourth foul on Keegan over the back of first. And
I think they're going to get Keegan maybe a minute here. They can buy some time with Quentin. It's a good look for Austin. A little pick and pop. Just wasn't able to connect. I think if you're Barib, you'll take that look.
As we said, that's been the difference so far tonight. Davidson, 15-footer from the elbow, no good. And rebounded, Gladish going to come up with it. Here comes Bryson. Bryson down to Quentin. Back to Bryson. Gladish on the right side. He's going to drive it off the glass. Got it. Going back to the line, looking to complete the three-point play.
Man, Gabe has done a nice job this second half, especially of being under control with his drives. They're not, you know, at times Gabe gets a little out of control when he drives and he's, you know, trying to get to the free throw. But that was a good, strong drive where he's under control and able to knock the shot down.
Got it to free throw, 50-48. Bikes to within two again. And Isaac Wagler going to poke it out of bounds. And Isaac is just guarding the basketball.
Yeah, that was a great job there by Isaac. Nobody else was really pressing, but he was one-on-one and almost got a steal.
And he just saw that opportunity. And what happened? They just had a single ball handler, and he stayed and just kind of leaned on him. First with it out high, guarded by Quentin.
Almost a turnover by Blackhawk.
Burks got it. Over to Pulvis. Frankie Davidson with it. 4.5 minutes left. Marcus Davidson. He's going to set for three. Got it.
Ooh.
Just keeping the Vikings at bay. 53-48.
This is a big shot.
Here comes Bryson. Isaac, layup, got it. 53-50. Mike's won't go away. Blackhawk won't allow us to have the lead. Pulvis over to first. Layup by first, no good, but he's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. And they're going to get that on Quentin Yoder.
They just have so many weapons offensively, and they've had other guys really step up tonight other than First and Davidson, who you kind of expect to have big nights. And just like Marcus Davidson, that was his first three of the night. 4 minutes ago, he steps up and knocks it down.
McKeegan back. 4 minutes left with those four fouls. First going back to the line, shooting one more. Got them both, 55-50. On the inbounds, Isaac over to Bryson. Gabe going to set for a long triple. Got it again. 55-53. Gabe Gladish is balling in the second half.
Well, if Barib could just string a couple stops together.
Burke with it, guarded by Isaac. It's man-to-man.
Let's see if Blackhawk doesn't try to get Keegan O'Neill's fifth foul.
Pulvis has it. He's guarded by Bryson.
And Bryson's really helping everybody else here, not really guarding Pulver.
Marcus Davidson with it. And he's going to be fouled before he gets to the bucket. And they're going to get that on Gabe.
Barry, that's six-team foul. So now both teams with six-team fouls. So bonus for both teams the rest of the way.
55-53. on the inbounds. That's Davidson's going to travel with it. Jabari's going to get it back. Mari with a chance to tie, or dare we say, take the lead. Here comes Gabe Gladish with the basketball. Coming up on 3 minutes left in the game. Bryson. Out to Gabe. Little ball screen action. Gabe over to Austin. Bryson's got it. Gabe going to set for a three. Yeah! 56-55! Mari by a point. Here comes Pulver down with it. And first going to dunk it. And he's going to be fouled in the process. So 57-56.
That foul is going to be on Bryson. That was impressive.
2:39 left. Free throw, no good. So Blackhawk by one, 2.5 minutes left. Gladish in the corner. And he's going to step on the baseline.
Shoot, he had a nice drive, too. He finished the drive really well. I thought maybe he got bumped, but we're at a bad angle up here.
So here comes Blackhawk with the basketball. First has it over to Frankie Davidson. First with it. And Davidson goes off the glass and got it. 59-56. Here comes Barry with it. And Coach Josh Thompson going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one, too. 2:07 left in the game. 59-56 Blackhawk. Back to the Cougar Den in 30 seconds.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at the Cougar Den, 59-56. Blackhawk by three, 2 minutes and 7 seconds left. Will be Barry basketball.
Blackhawk's just been so efficient offensively. Whenever Barry is about one stop and maybe a score from kind of getting a 2 or 3 point lead, Blackhawk comes back with about five in a row. And they are just a really, really talented team. But Barry has fought really hard. It's been a really, really fun game to watch. Both teams really competing hard.
Isaac Wagler with it. Out to Gabe. Top of the key. Bryson. Keegan. He's going to go over first. And he's going to miss it. And I think Coach Josh Thompson wanted a foul. But Barry's going to pick it away on the other end. So here comes Bryson with the basketball. Keegan back to Bryson.
See if they can't get something for Gabe here. Gabe's had the hot hand.
Minute and a half left, 59-56. Bryson. And ball going to be poked out of bounds with a minute 21. Are you going to get it back?
They're really hanging on Gabe right now. They're trying to get Gabe open, but if Blackhawk's not careful, they're going to get a holding foul with Gabe running off these screens.
There was another one that they missed. Bryson. Ainsco out high. Back to Keegan. Coming up on a minute. Bryson going to set for three. Got it! We're tied at 59! Under a minute. Fort Wayne basketball.
Wow. First threes taken all night. How about that for a sophomore?
Culver picks it up. Out to Burke. Davidson, we're at 40. Davidson. Oh! They're going to get a foul on Ainsco. Oh.
That's terrible. Oh, man. Come on, Scotty.
That's going to put Davidson at the line to shoot two with 36.3 seconds left.
It's a good drive, and Ainsco is in pretty good position.
Davidson's free throw, got it, 60-59. He'll have one more.
Murray's got to make sure they block out here on the free throw.
Davidson's second free throw, good, 61-59. And I think Blackhawk going to back off the pressure. Here comes Murray. Bryson Graber. 30 seconds left. Out to Gladish. Isaac Wagler. Isaac still got it. Bryson now in the center circle. We're at 15. Gabe Gladish going to be fouled with 12.2. And Gabe going to go to the free throw line to shoot one in the bonus. I think Gabe had some knee-on-knee contact right there. He's limping a little bit. And it's going to be a full timeout taken by Blackhawk. 12.2. 61-59. Blackhawk leads it by a pair. Gabe Gladish will be going to the free throw line. To shoot the bonus situation. Aaron Ash, you would have told the Vikings today that you have to have a chance to tie the game with 12.2 seconds left. I think most people in Viking Nation would have taken it.
I agree. I just can't commend the effort that they have had tonight. I mean, Coach Thompson's going to be, a loss. You got a chance to tie the game here, and you're going to have an opportunity these last 12 seconds, but no matter what happens, the effort that they've played, this is the hardest they've played all year. They've really competed, and that's what I've wanted to see all year, and this is where it's really showed tonight. They played so hard tonight.
All right, so Gabe at the free throw line, 12.2. One in the bonus. Gabe, got it. 61-60. Gabriel will have one more. 12.2 seconds left. Gabe with a chance to tie it. He does. They're tied at 61. Blackhawks got to go length of the floor. Here comes Davidson with the basketball. Davidson guarded by Ainsco. Now by Keegan O'Neill. Ball going to be picked off. And Gladish going to fire one at the buzzer. No, and let's see if they get a timeout. No, they do not. So we are headed to overtime.
Wow.
Free basketball, Aaron Ash.
Yes. Wow.
So an extra 4 minutes.
How about Gabe Gladish stepping up to the free throw line, making two free throws with 12 seconds to go to send this to overtime.
I mean, you see a full stat sheet. I'll let you count up Gabe.
Well, he's 8 for 8 from the free throw line, and Mikey had 2 points at half. So let's add these up. He's got 4 threes in this second half, so let's go 2, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, 26 for Gladish, 24 in this second half. So, Gabriel Gladish, you have you've had a coming out party tonight. Not that you needed one, but boy, you've been spectacular this second half.
So we're tied at 61. 4 minutes of overtime.
Both teams are in the bonus. Barif has 18 fouls. Blackhawk with 7. Keegan O'Neill with 4 fouls. The only Barif player with 4 fouls. Zane Burke has 4 for Blackhawk, but neither Davidson nor First in foul trouble.
So Barif, this is their second overtime contest of the season. First one against Evansville Memorial. The Vikings one down at the Ford Center. Tip is up, and it's controlled by Blackhawk, so Barif going on defense first.
All right, here we go again. 4 minutes to decide this.
Culver with it over to Frankie Davidson. First with it down on the block. His layup got it. Good spin move. 63-61.
Yeah, that's all Keegan O'Neill can really do in that situation.
Keegan going to try to go through first.
Oh, he got fouled. Wow. Oh, he got hit on the hand.
And here comes Blackhawk back the other way. And they lay it up and in, 65-61. And Isaac Wagler's lost the contact, or he's bleeding. Hagan going to check in. Is he bleeding?
Our sideline reporter says contact.
It's like just man-to-man pressure here. They're going to clear out for Gladish.
It's a good start in overtime here for Blackhawk. 4 straight points.
And ball going to be kicked. They were trying to get Gladish on a back cut. 65-61. And Bryson going to go get it in the backcourt. Bryson going to set for another 3. It's no good. Keegan going to run it down, however. Hagan Knepp out to Bryson. Gabe's got it. And ball on the floor. Blackhawk going to pick it up. Bad pass from Gladish. They're going to lay it in. 67-61. Here comes Barif. And timeout. Coach Josh Thompson, it's a full. We'll take one, too. 2:33 left, 67-61. Back to the Cougar Den in 1 minute.
It's time to ring out the old and ring in the new at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington. If you've been thinking about buying a new car, now is the time to get into the new with America's favorite brand. New 2019 Fords are arriving daily, and that means the 2018s have got to go. Come take a test drive and see what today's new Fords have to offer at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington or online at BillDobson.com. You'll see why our customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Congratulations to the Montgomery Helena team, recently chosen out of 41 locations in the North Central Division to receive the Branch of the Year Award. The Helena team would like to say thanks to their hard-working, loyal employees for always putting customer service first. And most of all, a big thank you to all the loyal farmers in our communities over the past year for trusting Helena products on your farm. From all of us at Helena, thanks for such an honor, and we wish each and every one of our friends and family a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Back at the Cougar Den, 67-61. Blackhawk doing what they've done all night. They've came out, and they've thrown the first punch here in overtime.
Yeah, they have. They've gotten 2 layups in transition, and one nice set there for First.
Keegan with it out high. Bryson Graber. Oh, and they're going to get a foul, man, as Gladish got decked right there on the back screen.
That's one way to get your...
My wife just winked at me. Why did she wink at me? It's not because she likes me. That's a play that she brought home from Indiana State years ago. That play, that set right there is called... I can't give you the name. Yeah. You got two guard and two down. We'll just go with that.
Barry've had the lob as well, but Gladish got knocked down by first. That's his third foul. So Gladish should get 1-1 here.
And there's his first miss of the night. So Blackhawk with the basketball. And a long three going to be put up and good. 70-61. And the first nine in overtime here. By Blackhawk. Mareeb with it. Gabe. Gladish still with it. Out to Bryson. We're at a minute 45. Barry trying to get organized here. Bryson going to set for a three. No good. Tapped around. Blackhawk with it. So a minute and a half. Barry going to try some 1-3-1, but this has been an overtime that Blackhawk has controlled. And now Isaac Wagler going to have to give a foul to Zane Burke.
Yeah, and Blackhawk has done a really good job here this overtime on the defensive end. Barib has not been able to score his first 2 minutes and 35 seconds of this overtime. Blackhawk's defense has been very good.
Free throw in and good. 71-61.
This is Zane Burke. That's his 19th point tonight. That's 20 for him.
And full timeout, Blackhawk will take 1-2. Minute 25 left here in overtime, 72-61. Back to the Cougar Den in 1 minute.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barry Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barry Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruiton Club.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Barry Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Well, it's been all Blackhawk here in overtime, Coach Ash.
Yeah, they've done a good job on the defensive end, and offensively they've got a couple transition runouts, and they've also been able to knock some big shots. Zane Burke, the big three there to really extend this out. They've just been the better team in overtime, definitely.
72-61. Bryson going to set for another three. Got that one. 72-64. Coach Thompson going to take a quick timeout. It's going to be a full. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 72-64. And part of the problem tonight with Blackhawk is they're just so darn efficient.
Yeah, they are. Their baskets have been, you know, you just kind of watch them on offense and some of them have been so easy. They look so effortless, you know, around the basket with Davidson in first. They just have so many weapons. And then whenever you've got guys coming off the bench making three-pointers, that really just makes it really hard for anybody to compete and beat a team as good as Blackhawk. Barive has fought the whole way. They've done a good job tonight. I think everybody's going to be really proud of the effort. But Blackhawk just, you know, on paper and on the court tonight, they've just been a little bit better.
So
Caleb First has 20, Zane Burke has 20, Davidson with 15. So they've kind of spread it out. Those three big guns, they've been impressive, fun to watch.
Yeah, just so many weapons for Fort Wayne Blackhawk.
Yeah, Barriva's
again, just competing the way they did. That was the one thing we talked about before we went on the air. We just wanted to see that toughness. You know, we wanted to see Bar Reeve compete, and they've done that tonight.
Little full court pressure out of the timeout by Bar Reeve. And they're going to have to give a foul, and that's going to put Abe Hicks at the line.
Abe Hicks has four big points, two layups here in overtime that were really valuable to kind of extend this lead.
Yeah, one off of a bad pass, and one they got a run out after a missed shot by Keegan O'Neal. Hicks misses the first. He'll have one more. And he got second, 73-64. Here we are, a minute exactly left. Bryson Gabe going to be fouled. Gladish going to go to the line to shoot two. 73-64.
It's a good drive there by Gabe. That's going to be first. It's his fourth foul. 73-64, Bar Eve down 9 with 54.8 seconds to go.
So Gabe at the line, got it. 73-65. And Gabe's second one, got that one also, 73-66. So cut it to 7. Little 1-2-1-1 pressure. Davidson out to Hicks. First. Burke has it. And they're going to foul Caleb first. 43 seconds left.
Did a good job of making Blackhawk throw it around a little bit. They had a decent trap. Blackhawk did a good job of handling it. Now Caleb first will go to the line. He'll have two free throws.
And he got the first one. For a kid who's 6'11", left-handed, man, he's got a really nice touch.
He does. He's got a really nice shot. Boy, he's going to be a really good player the next couple of years for Fort Wayne.
That's a throwing the jinx on. He missed the second. 74-66. Isaac over to Bryson. Gladish. Ball on the floor. And Blackhawk going to pick it up. And they're going to foul Davidson, and Davidson going to go to the line to shoot two shots.
Again, Blackhawk's defense has been really good this overtime. They have had two guys in the area where Gabe is the entire overtime, and they've done a good job of making other guys kind of make plays.
And Davidson got the first. 75-66. We'll have one more. Miss the second. Gabe grabs a rebound. 20 seconds left. Gabe off the glass, got another one. 75-68. It's a delay of game.
That's a one way to stop the clock in this
situation.
Yeah,
you have to, and that's been coached from the bench.
Yeah, that's a smart play.
Oh, Isaac almost had one picked off. There's Gabe standing in to take one. But that's going to put Michael Pulver on the line with 13.6 to shoot two. That's going to be 5 on Bryson Graber.
He had a great game tonight, Mike.
Yeah, he did. I mean, just
you know,
to go.
When a team's going to press you like they're going to do, and Bryson was the guy kind of keying it in every time and kind of the quarterback, and he did a really good job.
First free throw up and good, 76-68. One more. That one's short. Quentin Yoder going to grab the rebound. Gladish, one more three. It's going to be short. First going to grab it. They're just going to hold on to it, and that's going to do it. Vikings battle And they briefly bounce back to grab a one-point lead in the fourth quarter. And then force an overtime. But in the overtime, Fort Wayne Blackhawk, with a couple of quick buckets, a couple of quick missed Viking shots, really put Bar Eve in a hole. And they repeat as Graber Post Building champions, 76-68. It's Bar Eve's second loss on the year to go along with 9 wins. But a game like this, Aaron Ash, only makes you better.
It does, and that's, you want to play the best, and Bar Eve played the best tonight, and they hung right with them, went into overtime, and that has to give confidence for these guys. You know, I just saw a little more fire tonight, a little more togetherness. You know, they made some nice extra passes. It was just, you saw more emotion. I mean, it was good. I really, really enjoyed watching tonight. Probably their best performance of the year so far, and Blackhawks just really good. I mean, that's just the bottom line. They're one heck of a team.
Well, but, you know, I can't say it enough. Last year, this was a 68-48 Blackhawk win in a game that, quite frankly, wasn't that close.
No, it wasn't.
It was never a game. I mean, you know,
right.
I don't want to harp on the past to make the future look good, but I just think it shows you. I remember talking last year at this time, it's, you kind of left almost deflated, like, you know, even if we could have gotten to a state finals, you knew that power was coming out of the North. You know, this year, the Vikings, I mean, you've got a long road before you even start talk like that.
Right.
But I think tonight proves that Bar Eve is certainly amongst the elite two or three teams in Class 1A in the state.
Yeah, and, you know, when you get to the tournament, the thing is, you only have to beat a team one time, and I think that's what Bar Eve, you know, the guys, the team, the coaching staff, the fans have to realize as well is, you know, there's a lot of good teams in 1A, and especially 1A South, and especially sectional 63. You know, I watched Ligoti play this week, and I think they're really good. They've been on the wrong side of some really close games, but they play hard, and they're talented. They've got some good players, and I was impressed with them. Shoals has had their best start in school history. They've been great. Vincent Fervey has been good. So there's a lot of good teams in our sectional, and then when you start moving out, you've got teams like Springs Valley, Evansville Day. I mean, you can just name the list, and you only have to beat a team one time in the tournament. And I think that's where Bar Eve, you know, Blackhawk is definitely the best team in 1A. Nobody's going to question that. But if you have an opportunity to play them again, you beat them one time. That's what you're shooting for.
Well, we're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll have all the post-game show, have the final statistics, Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game, and a visit from the coach, Josh Thompson. All that and more. Vikings fall tonight in the championship game of the Old National Bank Classic, 76-68 in overtime. Back to the Cougar Den after this timeout.
Plenty of people are talking about agriculture, but too often the farmer's voice is missing. Nationwide supports farmers and ranchers telling agriculture's story. Your local agent is part of that story, partnering with the number one farm insurer in the nation. Nationwide, we stand for you. This is Mary Hathaway. Give me a call at Thompson Insurance at 812-254-1987 for a free quote.
Nationwide Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at the Cougar Den. Vikes fall tonight in overtime here in the championship game, 76-68. Bar Eve drops to 9-2 on the season. And if you wanted a Class A number one versus number two game, well, then tonight was certainly an atmosphere that was enjoyable to watch. And after the first night, quite frankly, you didn't know if you were going to get a game better than the Bar Eve South Knox game or perhaps the Ligoti North Davies game. Well, surprise, you got that game here tonight.
Oh, it didn't disappoint. I think everyone here, whether you're rooting for Bar Eve or rooting for Fort Wayne Blackhawk, enjoyed a clean basketball game, but guys competing. You know, they played hard. It was physical. But both teams really gave everything they had, and it was just enjoyable to watch. I mean, both teams doing things the right way, and like I said, both teams deserved to win, but Fort Wayne Blackhawk just a little too much tonight. Hats off to them. They had some guys really step up, and whenever you got into overtime, they really took control of overtime in that first minute and a half, and Barry was just too big of a hole to come out of in that overtime period.
All right, post-game scoring tonight.
Yeah, we'll start with Blackhawk Christian, and we'll just give point totals tonight. We're going to go – they were led by the sophomore 6'10", five-star recruit. We're going to give him a five-star, Mike.
Let's do it.
I think he deserves it. Caleb First had 21 points, led the way for Blackhawk. Zane Burke with 20 points. Burke had 4 three-pointers to go along with those 20 points. So he had a really nice ball game, and it seemed like he was the one that came up with the big three-pointer a couple of different times when Barry was making a run or trying to get that momentum.
Their role players were just phenomenal.
They were.
Just phenomenal.
20 for Zane Burke, 16 for Frankie Davidson, the University of Indianapolis recruit. He's going to be a really nice player when he gets to U of I, and he had a good game tonight, 16 for him. 6 points for Trinity Clark. He came off the bench and made 2 three-point field goals. 5 points for Abe Hicks. 5 points for Marcus Davidson, and 3 points for Michael Pulver. So, again, Caleb First with 21, Zane Burke with 20, and Frankie Davidson with 16, leading the way for Fort Wayne Blackhawk. For the Barrie Vikings, they were led by Gabe Gladish. Gabe had 30 points tonight. Gabe had 4 three-point field goals, but where Gabe did a lot of his damage was the free throw line. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Gabe was 10 for 11 from the foul line tonight. So 30 points for Gabe, 11 points for Isaac Wagler, and 11 points for Bryson Graber. So both Isaac and Bryson with nice ball games tonight, especially considering, you know, those three guys, Isaac, Gabe, and Bryson, you know, they were faced with some pretty heavy pressure the entire game, and they did a pretty good job. You know, you're going to have turnovers, but I thought they attacked whenever they had the opportunity. They threw the ball down lane and allowed the Vikings to get some easy baskets as well against the pressure. So 30 for Gabe, 11 for Isaac, 11 for Bryson, 8 for Keegan O'Neill. Keegan was in a little bit of foul trouble tonight, but still had a pretty nice ball game. Again, when you're going up against Caleb First, I thought Keegan really banged with him really well. He had a great job, did a great job on the glass, had a lot of rebounds tonight. So 8 points for Keegan O'Neill, 4 points for Austin Ainsco, 2 points for Hagen Knepp, and 2 points for Quentin Yoder. So again, Gabe Gladish with the big game tonight, 30 points, 28 in the second half. He had 2 at halftime. He had 2 free throws in the first half, so he put 28 up in the second half and in the overtime. So just a great game for Gabe. And again, 11 for Isaac and Bryson, 8 for Keegan, 4 for Austin, and 2 apiece for Hagen and Quentin.
All right, it goes without saying, tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
Yeah, I think we'll go with Gabe Gladish. What do you think?
I think that's probably a
good
call.
No, the thing that I was really pleased with Gabe, he scored tonight, but, you know, the hustle, I just thought he got his hand on a lot of passes, deflections. He played really hard, and Gabe always does, but, offensively, if he can find ways to get to the free throw line, being under control like he did tonight, you know, driving with a purpose and being smart and heady, getting a little shot fake, getting the contact. He's such a good free throw shooter. When he can get to the free throw line, I mean, it just makes everybody a little bit better. You know, teams have to worry about him driving and not just being that spot up shooter.
All right. Well, joined on the post game show by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Vikings fall tonight in overtime, 76-68. And Coach, I hate the result, but this championship game was befitting of two of the top teams potentially in the state in Class 1A.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's a lot that's going to happen between now and the end of March, but I'll tell you what, they're about as good as anybody's going to be in the North, and they're a really good basketball team, and, you know, they could be a lot of really good 2, 3, and 4A teams, and they got some great players. They play well, play very unselfishly, and the other thing I like about them is they play hard. But you know what? I thought our guys played hard, really hard tonight. I was really proud of our guys' effort. I was proud of our focus. You know, we mixed some defenses up, and they burned us with some overloads, and I'm going to take the blame on some of that, but I can't fault the kids' effort tonight.
Yeah, you know, Blackhawk, just a team that, you know, they're so efficient offensively, and one of the things, you know, Davidson's a potential Indiana All-Star. We know that. First, you know, Purdue was here. Coach Painter earlier this week, Coach Schilling from IU here tonight.
I still think I could guard him, though.
But, you know, he's a Division I player, offers from all over the country. But one thing that Blackhawk does is they have these role players that can all really shoot, they can drive it, and those are the guys that I'm not going to say burned us, but that makes them so dangerous.
Well, Clark, you know, hitting those two threes against our zone, those were tough in the first half. But, no, going back to – you know, our guys, you know, you talk about the first kid, he's unbelievable talent in the post, but I thought Keegan and I thought Q, and a couple times when Austin got switched up on him, those guys battled him. I mean, they didn't give up. I thought they got low and were moving him off the block. And, you know, he's talented enough, he's going to make some shots. But, you know, the Davidson kid is really good. I thought, again, you know, with Austin's foot speed, I thought he did a great job of staying in front of him most of the time.
Talk a little bit about Gabe. You know, he had a tough first half.
Mm-hmm.
He had a couple threes in the first half that I thought if either one had gone down, the place would have really lit up, and they both kind of popped out.
Yeah.
But in the second half, he got himself going to the bucket a couple of times, and then bang, next thing you know, he's got 30.
Well, you know, and Gabe has struggled a little bit here in the last couple games, but I told him the biggest thing was he quit moving. You know, when we were running a set or we were in motion, he was standing. And, you know, again, you know, like it's frustrating when you're making cuts and you're not get open. But tonight he didn't quit moving. And the other thing that I thought our team did a great job of tonight was Austin, Q, and Keegan screening to get him open away from the basketball on the weak side.
Yeah, certainly was. So, I don't know. I hate to lose. But last year after this championship game and you kind of get popped and you realize how talented they were, I just think it shows that, you know, this team, obviously a year older, has grown up. I mean, obviously, I know you weren't around last year, but, you know, the thing that I appreciated tonight is there was a situation where I thought Keegan O'Neal and the first were really going at it in the post. The officials, you know, we're trying to do the deal where we're going to get you together and talk about it, make you shake your hands and all this stuff. And you know, Isaac Wagler comes in and he basically just kind of grabs Keegan and says, hey, let's get down here. Let's go play defense. You know, I think the best teams are teams coached by seniors on the floor. And that's a moment that you can't coach from the sideline.
No.
And I think that's what somebody like Isaac, Gabe, or Austin Ainsco can bring to the floor.
You know, and all six of those guys, and, you know, and Keyshawn and Jensen keeping our guys engaged on the bench, ready to go. That's extremely important. But you're right. Isaac stepped in there. I thought he really was a glue that held us together. And, you know, I don't know what the kid scored tonight. He might have had 24. He might have had two. I don't know. But he's one of the most important guys on the floor every single night. And that was just a great leadership move on his part. And I got onto him one time pretty good in the timeout about not getting where he needed on the press. And you know, he just took that criticism, went out there, made the adjustment, and got after it. So, again, hats off to those guys, because there were a couple times where we could have folded tonight, and we didn't do that.
Yep, certainly did. Well, Coach, came up a little short, battled back, grabbed that one-point lead in the fourth quarter. But, you know, Blackhawk just so efficient offensively. Gave him a battle, but falling tonight here, 76-68 in overtime. Coach, get some rest, get your voice back, and we'll catch you next week at Forest Park.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, it's Barry basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikings fall tonight 76-68 to Fort Wayne Blackhawk here in the championship game of the Old National Bank Holiday Classic. It is important to mention Blackhawk, they do have one loss this season, but hey, guess what? That was without Caleb First. So he was out with an injury. So by all intents and purposes, when they are fully loaded, they are undefeated, and they play a very, very tough schedule. I would encourage you to head to the John Harrell website and check out everybody that they play. They have loaded up, and they do a very, very nice job. Vikings fall to a very good team here tonight, and not much else you can say except if the Vikings bring this effort and intensity, it's going to be a great second half of the season with a team that's really fun to watch and really easy to root for. Well, that's going to do it here from this year's Graber Post Buildings Classic. I'd like to thank our guy Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my partner, Bar Eve Assistant Principal and Athletic Director Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings fall tonight here in overtime in the championship game here at the Cougar Den, 76-68. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV.
Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
I'm pretty sure.